Have you ever thought about the world?
The world?
The world?
The world?
The world?
Well, you're not alone. It's a question that has baffled humankind for millennia. For millennia. For millennia.
Like, what is it? Where is it? Why is it? To answer these questions and more, we joined the scientists out of Professor Johann's camp and their theory of pi theory.
Of pi theory.
Finding a doorway and an avenue, a thoroughfare, to when the world is going to end through 3.14. We joined them on the tit stage.
Tit. Tit. Oh, that's the name. Tit talk. Tits. Tit talk. Thoughts.
How does my body know to keep
breathing? Where in the world did all this sand
come
from?
Happen if I stared at the sun?
Inventions. The incandescent light bulb.
Computers.
Computer chips.
Snowshoes.
Snow hats. And theory.
Is the moon a living being?
Does the universe have a face?
Is space nothing but an illusion?
Tit. It. Talks. Oh. Tit talks. Oh, tit. Oh. Wow.
The world is going to end.
The world is not to exist anymore. The world is going to end. Existence will cease. The world is going to end. Pi theory equals the world is going to end. Pi theory.
When do you believe the world will end?
Eventually soon.
Pi theory.
Pi theory.
Pi theory.
Professor Johann was, let's say, the father of pi theory. He's the one that came up with this pi being the window into the key to finding out when the world is going to end. He was a bastard. He was mean. You think he was a drunk, although we never seen him drink. But just when you saw him around pi, when you saw him around the numbers, he was just engrossed. He was ingrained.
The world is going to end. Pi theory equals the world is going to end. Pi theory. That's what's going to happen. The world is going to end. Yes. And it all is very simple.
Johann was my mentor, and he was also my protege in ways, even though he was much older than me. And I never met him personally.
He is the pioneer of pi theory.
So in your opinion, when do you think the world will end?
Well, it's actually quite fascinating. What we found out is that pi, 3.14, is actually a doorway into the fact that the world is going to end.
A doorway? How so?
Well, pi equals 3.14. That's what we do know. What we don't know is when the world is going to end. But we do know it's going to. It's a really fascinating thing we've come up with, and everyone's just spinning on their heads. It's just a matter of when.
So it was a 17-year program, and you dropped out the 18th year. How did your parents feel about that?
They weren't too happy, but I had a steady job, lumberjack, as I've said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really needed to move on anyway, because as I was saying, it was there that I learned about Johann. We're speaking
of... When do you believe the world will end?
Eventually.
Eventually.
Is the answer that we use.
Okay.
Us Johann scholars.
And what is Johann, where is Johann at this moment?
He's passed, but his legend lives on.
It's so fascinating. It's really, we can't wrap our heads around it, and hopefully we never will, because if we do, then we'll know when the world's going to end, and if we know that.
Have you set a definitive date of when the world will end?
No, we have not. We have not done that. That's what we're working on now.
It's just that simple. Pi theory.
Now I've seen you've made a graph.
Well, this is what we've come up with as far as how the world is going to end. We don't know what these figures are. We know that they do exist.
Okay.
We don't know what these figures are. Again, we're pretty certain that they exist. This right here, we don't know what that means. We don't know what's going up. We don't know what's going down.
And what is the significance of the question marks?
It signifies the fact that we don't know when the world is going to end, because we don't.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see here,
yes.
It's all here. I mean, come on. How much more do you want?
In a way, would you say that he changed you? He changed your outlook on Pi Theory.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes, he did. The world is going to end.
The world is going to end.
The world ends. Time ceases to exist anymore. That's the truth. That's gonna happen. Do you understand? That's the truth. Time ends. The world is going to end. Time stops. Time stops. Pi Theory.
Tell me about the possible reasons for Armageddon.
As you can see, this is a chart I drew up. Possible reasons.
How long did it take you to draw the chart?
About 15 years.
And yeah, I can see you were very detailed in drawing it.
Yes. Here's just a few examples of what we think may happen. One, world explodes. End. Two, world sets into flames. Maybe sun, maybe we set it into flames. I don't know. It could be anything. Next, world breaks into two, splits. No reason, just does. End of world. Three, this is an arrow through the world, which symbolizes nuclear war, other possible wars.
Aliens, perhaps?
That's one theory, but we're not going to get into that today. That's a whole other spectrum.
Okay. The
world disappears. Where does it go? Question mark. I don't know. And possibly eaten by aliens.
Okay.
Pi Theory!
We've actually developed it and brought it into the 20th century. So.
I have one final question. When you do chop wood, what type of axe do you use?
A sharp one.
You start to get ingrained. It's really quite intriguing when you really get down into the nitty-gritty of it and you realize the world is going to end, and we know that. The question is when, and how do we deal with this? How do we go on? Can the world really end while we're still here? Can we survive the end of the world? These are the questions we ask. Angel floating with the face as white as snow.
Voices bouncing off. The world is going to end.
It's just my mind.
Funny what you don't remember and what you do, because we do know that pi means the world is going to end.
We do know that. It's been a while. I don't know where the time has gone. When was the last time we spoke? What?
35 years ago. You know, it's funny, when the school of Pi Theory really started to take flight, I was one of the most skeptical ones out there, known as the rogue scientist.
I didn't think it was gonna get off the ground, to tell you the truth.
And now it's soaring and it's floating the moon.
I mean, we went out there, we spoke conferences. There was some of those conferences, no one was there. Wow. I mean, people would throw stones at us. They would try to physically hurt us. They were trying to kill us for Pi Theory.
You know, in fact, there are actually some conferences where we didn't even show up. So that was just an empty room. But the room was still filled with the energy of Pi Theory.
Pi equals 3.14 equals the world ends. I knew Johann through several connections, if you will. My assistant here, he actually never knew Johann personally.
True. Well, see, I met him in a prison in Saudi Arabia. It was the late 70s. We were both there for talking against the prince. Theory.
Then we got this letter. Once Johann did pass away, and if you look at it, it doesn't make any sense.
We had no idea what it meant. We tried to understand what it meant. We couldn't figure it out. We thought it was something with this, but then
All we did, invert it, bam, there it was. The world is going to end.
Pi theory.
That's all we had. That's all we needed.
Pi theory.
And that's your key word here, is end.
Pi theory.
And we found him. He was chopping down
the
tree. Of course,
the world will end.
Yes.
What's up now?
Yeah. It's gonna end.
He's always late, but it's fine.
Science.
We're just talking about pi theory right now. Al may not be the most sane of all of us, which is really quite fascinating because even the insane can grasp the concept of pi theory. I think that's great.
The world is going to end.
Cool. Now, do you believe that the end of the world is a place?
No. Pi theory.
Yes and no. See, I say there's no answer. I don't even think there's a question. Did I even ask that? That's the question.
Pi theory.
As Johan prophesied, it will end. And that's, we know that for sure.
Pi theory ends when
the world ends.
Time stops.
No more time.
Nope.
Okay. That's
what the end is. End of days. Literally means the end of days. You guys want to go grab some burgers or something? Yeah. Hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Absolutely. It'll absolutely end.
We just don't know when.
It's just the basics of pi theory. The world is gonna end.
If you look,
the world will cease to exist.
One of your colleagues said that he tortured him. Did he torture you?
Sexually, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a torture as it was a tease, a provocative dance we did.
And like I was saying, Al, I'm sorry, you're just making me really uncomfortable right now. And I think it's quite fascinating that you can do something like that. I just think that's uncomfortable.
Time stops. Just because it's not paved,
it's
good
for drifting, drifting away. Let me ask you a question. When did you fully get on board with pi theory?
Oh, God.
Do you remember the exact day?
I remember when we met. In what? Japan.
Is it true you met your associate on the moon?
There you have it. When will the world end? I guess we'll all just have to wait to see about that. Until then, keep thinking, keep inventing, and keep those theories coming. It's Tit Talks.